Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. Welcome to the Tuesday prayer line for the children. Today is September the 12th, 2023. We serve an amazing God. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We are so grateful you joined us today. We are thankful to the Most High God, because he's always with us. You know, he never leaves us, never forsake us. So we thank the Lord. You know, his word says in Psalms 23 that he is our shepherd. And because he's our shepherd, we shall not want. He make us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He's an amazing father. He's the friend that we need, the one that sticketh closer than a brother. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, guess what? We won't fear no evil, for thou art with us. The Lord is with us. His rod and his staff is comforting us. And you know what? I want to tell you this. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anointeth our head with oil, and our cup is overflowing. Yes, Lord. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We are praising him. We are honoring him. All praises, all glory to the King of God's mercy is you know, and his truth. The word of God says in Psalms 117, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Don't you just love his word? His word is comforting, strengthening, and in giving us truth. Yeah, we got to know the truth, because it's going to keep us set free. We need to be set free. Yeah, from lots of things. So I thank the Lord for each of you today. Thank you all so much for coming on. We're just blessed that you decided to come on with us today. You know, God is good. He's awesome. He's mighty. We can't say enough good things about him. If you don't know any good things to say about him, open up the Bible. Basic instructions before leaving the earth. He has everything he wants to tell us in the word. And don't forget, ask him. If you don't hear his voice, you can say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. Should I go right? Should I go left? Should I go straight? What should I do? What should I do? I need to pray for my children, Lord, my grandchildren. What should I say to you? He will direct your path. He said the steps of a good person are ordered, yeah, by him. B-I-B-L-E. We can stand on the word, because this is truth. So I thank God for each of you all coming. I'm sorry. I hit it again. Sorry. But I thank you all. I hear Adelie on with us already. The Bible says, suffer little children to come unto him and don't stop them. You know, we can't stop the children. No, we got to allow the children to come on. I know sometimes, you know, in the background, sounds like they're making noise. But you know what? They have their own language, and they're speaking. We just got to learn what they're saying. Sometimes they say, I want to sing too. Adelie's brother, he want to sing too. So good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, girl. Oh, so good. Did you go to school today?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so proud of you, girl. What are you going to sing today, Adelie?
This Little Light of Mine.
All right. Go right ahead.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine.
Amen. Did you hear what she said? She said Jesus gave her that little light and she's going to let it shine. Oh, my God. We are so grateful for you, Adelie. We love you. How's your brother?
How's your brother?
He's doing good.
He's doing good. All right. Well, we're so glad you came on today. Give your grandma a kiss on the cheek for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Adelie. Adelie, a great, mighty young one in you. She knows your name, Lord God. But I thank you that you know Adelie. You knew her before you formed and shaped her in her mother's belly, and you have great plans for her brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for our grandmother's total healing. You sent the word and healed her, oh God. I thank you for all you're doing for Adelie. Even as she go to school, protect the whole, all the schools in America, throughout America, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, particularly the ones where our children go, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor your presence, and we thank you that Adelie knows that you are the light that she needs, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all today. We have Sister Bridget on with us today, and she has two or three daughters, Sister Bridget.
Hello, how you doing? It's two.
All right, two of them going to sing today. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. So good to hear your voice. Tell me your name, your age, and tell your sister to tell me the same thing.
My name is Brimaya, and I'm 9 years old.
My name is Brinari, and I'm 10 years old.
Oh. Okay. Is it just one of you today? I'm sorry, I may have missed something.
Six. My name is Brinari, and I'm 10 years old.
Okay, 1-9 and 1-10. What are you going to sing today, girls?
They will be singing next in line.
Okay, thank you.
There's a blessing in this house, and he's waiting just for you, and I'll be next in line. I want my blessings too. There's a blessing in his house, and he's waiting just for you, and I'll be next in line. I want my blessings too. You gotta trust and believe that you everything. Don't give up yet, oh Lord, you can be near. There's joy in this house, and it's waiting just
You ever say, don't give up yet, all of you can be rich. There's love in this house, in this place, and this wedding just for you. It's the loveliness in life. I will always do. You gotta trust and believe. How fast you are racing. Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be there. There's peace in this house. And it's waiting just for you. And I'll be living life. I want my peace too. You gotta trust and believe. At first, you everything. Don't give up yet. All of you can be lit. There's healing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. And I'll be next in line. I want my healing too. You gotta trust and believe. Confess you everything. Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be next.
Amen. Amen. Hey, that was beautiful. Thank you all so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, I, for this family, Lord, I thank you. For Sister Bridget and her daughters and her son, Lord God, I thank you for divine protection, healing, direction, wisdom to make wise choices, oh God. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Wherever they go, Father, I thank you for going with them, going behind them. I thank you that you are their provider. You are their shepherd. No, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I thank you for everything that you're doing on their behalf. Continually walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you all so much. That was awesome. Well, let's see. We have Minister Julia on with us and her great-grandsons and Joe with us today. We're so grateful they came on with us. So they're going to sing and pray. I thank God for each of you all who came on today. We are blessed to have you all. So Minister Julia, how y'all doing today?
Oh, we fine. Thank God we on the air today and allow us to sing and pray. Today I have
Zaire, and I'm 8 years old.
I'm King, I'm 7 years old.
I'm King, and I'm 6 years old.
And Joe, he on his way coming in. He's 32 years old. Okay, you guys.
Wait a minute. Somebody had a birthday the other day, Mr. King.
Oh,
happy
yeah,
birthday.
Oh,
my
happy
birthday was the other day.
Happy
oh,
birthday,
yeah.
Dear. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, King, and many more. I love you.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yay. Happy birthday, King.
Thank you, Mama.
Okay. Now you guys ready to say your prayer?
Yes,
come
ma'am.
On. Come on.
Father, who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. O earth, as it is in heaven, here's the day. I did them, you love it. Please look at it. It is not in temptation, but deliver us from all that we have done. Kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I said, I won't.
I'm not Let not the trouble with us. We all saw me in my father's house, all men and matches. If what I saw, what I've told you, I'm going to replace you. I'm going to replace you. I'll come get in your seat. I'm myself. I'm where I am, there he is.
Maybe also, in the way I go, in the way you know. Come and say to him, Lord, we know it like what? I could know the way. He said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for this day. I never seen before. Thank you for my brothers. Thank you for my sister. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my daddy. Amen.
God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the day I never seen before. Thank you for my great grandma. Thank you for my great great grandma. Thank you for Sister G. Thank you for my great great granddaddy. And I just hope he granddaddy's still watching us, and I hope he still loves us.
God, thanks for the gift line. Thanks for the gift. I've never seen before. Thanks for Mama. Thanks for Joe. Thanks for Book. Thanks for my daddy. Thanks for my brother. Thanks for Nani. Thanks for Mommy. Thanks for Auntie Vicky.
Parang may heaven king kak na Lord na bang na Lord kama sit na praise na God na Lord in the name of the praise na God the Lord is your day taga sa nitsi and man God is good
all the time
God is good
all the time
all the time
God is good
God is good
all the time all the time, God, Lord God.
Keep us covered on the precious blood and don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord, keep me covered on the precious blood and don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, amen. What they would say, everything I had a breath.
Praise the Lord.
What they would say,
everything I had a breath. Praise the Lord. What they would say, one more time.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted, not sought, O Lord, but I trust and my redeemer. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain.
Thank you all so much. Thank you all so very much. We appreciate it. Father.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Minister, I thank you for her family. I thank you for her great-grandsons. I thank you for Joe. I thank you for keeping them healthy and well all the days of their lives. I thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, I thank you that they're under the shadow of your almighty wings. I thank you, Lord God, that they Oh, God, have joy, 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 that deep down joy that you give them, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for your presence in their lives as they go to school, as they come home, wherever they are. Give them guidance. Give them wisdom in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, when they go to school, they will be well-behaved. They will learn everything 100% in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you all so very much. I'm grateful for each one of you, especially for the children. Today we're going to be praying for the children of the world. So those of you who are on mute, you can pray silently. You can pray, you know, out loud if you want or at your house. Wherever you are, you can pray for the children as well. So I'm going to call on Sister Mary Coleman to pray for parents to speak God is saying about their children. all right. So I'm going to ask on Sister Mary Coleman, I'm going to repeat it. All right. So pray for parents to speak what God is saying to their children and about them. If someone's got their phone, can you put your phone on mute if you're making some kind of noise? I don't know if it's coughing or sneezing or what have you, but if you could just take your mouth away from the phone or either put your phone on mute while that's going on, we appreciate it. So, Sister Mary Coleman, I'm sorry, I'm gonna repeat that. If you could pray for parents to speak what God says to their children or about their children, like they're the head and not the tail, they're above and not beneath. They're 10 times smarter than their peers. They're wiser than, you know, children beyond their years. They have the Spirit of God on the inside of them. So go ahead, Sister Mary Coleman. Let me make sure she's unmuted here. Hold on. I apologize. I had you fell on mute, but thank you so much. Okay. You got what I need you to pray for, Sister Mary?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence. You said where there is two or more together, you in the midst. Father, I come praying today that parents, Heavenly Father, speak to their children what you say about them. Teach them who they are in Jesus Christ, that they are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. Whatsoever they do in Jesus' name, it shall be done. Teach them, Heavenly Father, that no harm will come near them as long as they keep their hands in God's hand. Teach them, Heavenly Father, that they should honor their parents as long as they live upon this earth. Teach them, Heavenly Father, to obey their parents because it prolongs their life. Teach them, Heavenly Father, they are above and they are not beneath. The Bible say that they belong to the Lord. He made them. They're sheep in his pasture. Teach them, Heavenly Father, that no weapons will form against them. No weapons form against them will prosper. Teach them, Heavenly Father, to obey what the Word says and not to, so that they may walk in their purpose and not to go the way of the world, not to obey the instructions of the world. Teach them, Heavenly Father, that they are children of the Lord. They are gifts from God. And I just pray that the parents use the Lord as their refuge and teach the children to use the Lord as their refuge. Teach them to spread love. Yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus is love. Teach them that Jesus came down here on this earth and paid our sin debt. And so doing, he set us apart. We're sanctified. He sanctified us, set us apart. And now, because of his righteousness, we are righteous. We're righteous in his righteousness. Thus, we were able to be adopted back to the Lord, back to God. We are God's children. In the name of Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome. All right. Sister Lanny, if you could pray for parents to instruct their children in righteous living, God's standards of right living.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for parents who want to teach their children the way of righteousness, which is the way of life that you prefer, and the way of life that is one that draws them closer to you. We thank you, God, for parents who understand the value of having God in their lives. And because they know the value of having God in their lives, they desire the same thing for their children. God, we know that oftentimes when we have the right motive, we may not know the method. So, God, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will give parents an unction, a guide, a teacher to show them how to teach their children, not just with the scripture, but with their actual conduct, with their lives, with their example. I pray, Father, that for their consistency. I pray, God, for their commitment to you. I pray, God, for their commitment to their children. And I pray, God, the children have a heart of flesh and that they are teachable. And if there is any stubbornness, there are any resistance of any kind, we bind that in the name of Jesus. We come against that stubborn spirit. And we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that it's broken in Jesus' name. Give them the understanding how to speak that over them when they rebel against them. Show them how to do warfare for their children to lead them to a place of righteousness that draws them closer to a relationship with you. You are so God that you know exactly what they need. Every family is different. Every parent is different. All the children are different. So, God, I pray for specialized counsel by the Holy Spirit to show them how to minister to their children, how to be that example through conduct and example. But most of all, Father, they will never give up on the principle that you are Lord and you alone stand alone as God. There are no other gods before you. Give them complete a heart that says that they love you with all their heart, soul, mind, and body, and strengthen them to stand by their commitment. Empower them to stand. Because of what Jesus did at Calvary, they have authority. We pray, God, that they will use it for your glory. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome. Sister Nett, can you pray for the healing for the children born with sickness and disease? And can you cover our children, baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin.
Father God, in the name of Lord God, we thank you for another day, the day that you have made. And we're glad about it, Lord God. And Father, in our gladness, we thank you that this is an opportunity for us to call on your name. And as we call on your name, we know that your name is above every other name, the name of Jesus. And so we extol and exalt your name, Jesus. Lord God, we know that you desire that we be made whole. You said you wish above all that we prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. And Father, that's for all of us. Children are included. And so we thank you, Lord God, for the miraculous healing that you are doing in baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and the other child, Father. We call them out before you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace and favor that has abounded toward them. But God, we're asking for wholeness, Father. Father, that's your desire that we be made whole. And Father, we pray for your total healing to be manifested in their lives in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for whether it's medicine or physicians or therapy or whatever, God, that whatever it takes for this healing to be manifested, that God, you are allowing it to be done even as we speak in the name of Jesus. We know that you said by your stripes they are healed, Father. And so we thank you, Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth us, Father, that you're healing the children, Lord God. And Father, as we pray for them, Lord God, it's children that need healing not only from physical ailments but emotional, Father, even spiritual. And God, we are decreeing and declaring healing and wholeness for the children. Oh, Rabba Basheke, Oboche, Lord God, Father, you know the attack that the enemy has brought against the children. But we say to the devil that the devil is a liar and that Jesus is Lord over the children's life. We call it forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we war for the children, Lord God. We ask you to lift up a standard. Oh, Shata, Robo-Koshe, Ishande, Robo-Koshe, in the name of Jesus, to lift up a standard, Father, for the enemy has come in like a flood. But, oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bind infirmity, sicknesses and diseases in the name of Jesus, and we lose health and wholeness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and salvation, sanctification, and consecration in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for your miraculous healing virtue flowing, Father, over the children in the name of Jesus. And God, we just know that you desire, Lord God, that we be made whole, and that's what we speak, wholeness over them, God. Father, raise them up, oh, Shata Mashe, Iko Roboche, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God. You said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Spirit of the living God, move upon the children, Lord God, move upon their hearts, their minds, their bodies, oh God, their spirits, move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you're standing over your word to perform it. It will not return unto you void. And Lord, we just thank you for letting healing be manifested. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. Thank you for your blood covering. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Awesome. Sister Marion Williams, if you could pray for single parents raising children, single fathers and single mothers.
Okay.
Hello, Sister Marion.
Oh, it went back on mute. I'm sorry. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I come to you on no strength of my own, Lord God, but just to praise you and to thank you right now, Lord God, for what you have done and what you will continue to do right now, Lord God. I pray for single mothers and fathers right now, Lord God, and also grandparents that are raising children by themselves right now, Lord God. I pray and ask that you strengthen them on every side. But most of all, I pray that you give them patience, Lord God, to deal with their children. I pray that you give them love and understanding right now, Lord God. Let them have patience with their children right now, Lord God. Let them be willing to teach them the things that they need to learn, Lord God. Let them teach them the word of the Lord right now, Lord God, and raise them up according to the word of God right now, Lord God. Let the single parents go to church right now and take their children with them right now, Lord God. Let them read the word, Lord God, in order to help them to raise their children right now, Lord God. Let them teach them manners right now, Lord God, and respect right now, Lord God, for their elders right now, Lord God. It's so many children right now, Lord God, that are so disrespectful because they don't learn how to respect elders and anybody older than them, Lord God, because they're not taught that in the home. I pray right now that they teach their children, spend time with their children. Spend quality time right now, Lord God, time where they can pray, time where they can study the word, and time where they can eat together, dine together, and pray together. Lord, I thank you and I praise you right now, Lord God, but just instill in these young parents right now, Lord God, the will of God right now, Lord God. So many young parents are having kids right now, Lord God, and they're not raising them right, Lord God. And they won't look to the elders for help in raising these children. Right now, God, I'm praying and asking in your son Jesus' name that you give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding they need right now, Lord God, to raise their children in this day and time right now, Lord God, because the devil is running rampant, and he's trying to take all of our children. He's trying to kill off the next generation and the generation after that. But, Lord God, let us just keep our kids in your word right now, Lord God. Keep them in your word, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. And I plead the blood of Jesus over all our children and our single parents. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Awesome. I thank God for the prayer warriors. Oh, my God. You all know y'all can pray. I appreciate you. Father, in the name Jesus, we come thanking you for foster parents. Most of all, Lord God, we ask you for godly people over the children. Many children are in homes, Lord God, and things are going on. Sometimes the mother or the father have to go to hospital, or they're not well, or they can't take care of them, or they pass away. Whatever the case is, Lord, we pray for godly foster parents to take care of them, to nurture them, to train them up in the way that they should go. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every need will be met in the name of Jesus, that they would have everything they need, the food they need, good quality food, the clothes they need, Lord God. And, Lord, many foster parents do not receive enough for the children. They have to come out of their pockets. So I thank you, Father God, for people contributing to foster parents, Lord God, so that the children will have, you know, proper clothing to go to school, book bags, whatever they need will be provided, vitamins, minerals, even, you know, social activities they're involved in. Some of them are involved in volleyball and track, and they need outfits, they need uniforms, they need, everything that go along with those things. So I thank you for providing it for the foster parents. They take care of the children that are in their care. And I think that the children will feel loved and accepted, and they will be told about you on a daily basis so they can have great peace in their lives. And they, Lord God, I thank you for even salvation for the children in foster care in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless and honor you. We say thank you for all that you're going to do for the children in foster care, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sister Mary Coleman, could you pray for children waiting to be adopted and that they would be adopted by godly, loving people?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, thanking you for your presence again, Lord. Come praying, Heavenly Father, for children waiting to be adopted. I pray, Heavenly Father, that these children are adopted by parents that understand that children are a gift from the Lord and that they will be alert and attentive to all the children's needs, Heavenly Father, emotionally, spiritually, and in every way. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the adopted parents will love these children just as if they were their biological parents. Yes, Lord. Teach them love. If they show them love, then children will grow up knowing how to love themselves as well as others. Provide a Christian atmosphere in the home, teaching them about the Lord, who they are in Christ Jesus, that they will go out into the world and be confident in themselves and not follow their peers and follow the ways of the world. Father, I'm praying that the children that are waiting to be adopted are adopted by parents that know God and are able to and have the knowledge to lead these children that they adopt to the Lord, teaching them that God is their refuge. He's their provider. He's the one that's going to stick closer to them than a brother. He's going to be there through hard times, easy times, whatever difficulties or challenges that they are faced, that he will be with them and he will see them through that, because that is one of his promises. He says, I will be with you to the end of the world. Let them spend quality time with these children, not only send them to church, but attend church with them. Have times that they sit down in the home and actually have Bible study. Because what they teach them, once they grow up, they won't stray from it. Even if they do stray, they will come back, because that's the foundation that they were given. Heavenly Father, I ask you right now in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, to cover the parents as well as the children. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. I appreciate you. Sister Lanny, could you pray against the spirit of disrespect that children will be taught by their or by godly people to respect their parents and themselves?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we so appreciate our elder brother Jesus, our advocate, that we have an opportunity to be a joint heir with him because of you. We appreciate the Holy Spirit who you sent to help us when Jesus had to leave the earth. And we know, Father, if there's a teacher at all to be taught, the temporary things that man do in their natural won't last because it changes with circumstances when there is no God. God, we pray that our children won't be like fruit trees that grow on the side of the road. However the fruit fall, that's what it is. We pray, God, that parents will nurture them, to tell them to define and to demonstrate what respect looks like. They're not going to be able to teach them what respect looks like until they themselves can model that behavior through their relationship with you, just as Jesus honors you, just as the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. Because of honor and because of glory, respect becomes a part of it, so that who the Father is and what the Father does is demonstrated. Who Jesus is and what Jesus does and has done and is doing is demonstrated. What the Holy Spirit is doing and what he is for is demonstrated. When they see an order that is outlined from you, that comes from a heart of parents who understand what order means and what respect is, I pray, God, for those parents to understand how to honor you, respect you, so that they can be demonstrated before their children, even between the husband and the wife, even when there are problems that the children can see. The children will see them finding a way to respect each other, even though they may not agree. God, we pray for this breakthrough that has to be lorded by you, my God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing works in the earth except you lord in it. Hallelujah. So we pray, God, even as the parents talk about how to guide their children to be respectful, that they will first have a lesson from you and allow you to teach them what order looks like, what respect looks like, so that children will always know what it looks like because of what they see. Now, God, again, I pray for the hearts of the children, that they won't be stubborn and rebellious, they won't be obstinate, and they won't be unteachable, but they will be teachable, touchable, so that you can transform them to be the kind of citizens in the earth as well as citizens of heaven in the earth that represent you with right thinking, with right doing. And we thank you for the word of God that can help with that process, because the word of God is our guide. The word of God is our help to know what you require of us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for what you did through Jesus at the cross. Thank you for what you're doing with Jesus now in heaven as our advocate. We lift up parents. We lift up children. We lift up the concept of teaching them respectability. We thank you, Father, that you're teaching the parents how to demonstrate it before they talk about it. And when it is demonstrated, they can talk about it clearly because the children have seen it. They're going to be what they see. So we pray, God, for understanding between the parents, as to what respectability looks like as they show respect for one another, even show respect for the children, even to say to the children, I was wrong, daddy was wrong, mama was wrong, and that they can have that kind of love that only you can give. That's why, God, it's got to come from you. I pray, God, that you're the Lord in the homes of these children, in every home. I pray, God, that you're Lord in every home, Lord over them, Lord over the parents, Lord over the mother, the father, the boys, and the girls. Show them how it's done through a demonstrated life that honors you. We give you glory and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. You guys, prayer warriors, I appreciate you. Okay, sister, would you pray a prayer of encouragement for parents raising their children? You know, sometimes parents feel discouraged, but pray a prayer of encouragement for parents raising their children.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we call on you today, Father, for help. And Father, you said you are very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, the parents need you, oh my God. Father, we cried, help, 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 help. Help the parents, oh God. Father, give them courage and boldness and strength like never before, God. Father, you know that the times are evil. But God, we pray that you bless them, Father, and comfort and strengthen them, God. We pray that you speak to their hearts. Father, even as David said, I encourage myself, Lord God. Father, we pray that not only that you would send laborers across their path, but, oh God, we pray that they would encourage themselves. Sometimes, Father, just steal away with Jesus. It was a song out, an old song, a song that's still out, steal away. God, that they would steal away, Father. Sometimes, Lord God, to just know that you are God all by yourself. And God, we pray that, oh God, your mercy and grace, oh, engulf them. Lord, they need help today, God. So much is going on. But God, we thank you for parents, that you are the rock of their salvation, that you are the strength of their lives. And God, we pray, oh God, that showers of blessing would be bestowed upon them, God. Father, we pray that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you would lift up a standard, Lord God. And we thank you that your word would have free course in their lives. We thank you, Lord God, that they would be filled to overflow with your spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you would elevate their minds and keep their minds stayed and fixed on you, to keep them in perfect peace. And Father, that whatever is pure, lovely, honest, just, and of a good report, that they think on these things. So Father, we thank you, Father, for being their refuge. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you would bless them, that the words of their mouths, the meditations of their hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, their strength and their redeemers. And so, Father, we just ask you to bless them today. God, you know they need a touch. Some feel like giving up. But, God, we thank you that you're the God of hope. You're the God of help, the God of comfort, the God of strength, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father, whatever their needs are in terms of encouragement, Jehovah Jireh, that you will supply it and you will provide it for them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that still voice, Lord God, sometimes through a devotion or even a sinner, Lord God, Father, you are not a respecter, but, God, meet their needs in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus, because you said that they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So Father, we take authority and we cast down every imagination, every high thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring those thoughts into subjection, thoughts that the kids are this and the kids are that, negative thoughts. Father, we pull them down right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for the insight that they have, Lord God, that they're training them up. So, Father, that they will come and rise up and take their rightful place in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to bless them, Lord God, and do them with power from on high and strength from on high. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much. Sister Marion Williams, can you pray for godly grandparents to be allowed to help train up their children in the way that they should go, their grandchildren?
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for all grandparents that are stepping up, willing to step up to help raise their grandchildren. Lord, I pray for them right now, Lord God, because I was a grandparent that had to raise my grandson. Right now, Lord God, I pray for their health and their strength right now. I pray that you help their parents to look to the grandparents for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and for help to not shut the grandparents out, but let the grandparents help them raise their children. I pray that they be more appreciative right now, Lord God. I pray that they help their parents in order to raise their children. Lord, I know how hard it is for grandparents right now, Lord God. I pray for all of the grandparents, Lord God, that are trying to raise their grandchildren, that have daughters and sons that are just hanging out and not even paying attention to their children, but the grandparents have stepped up. So I'm praying that they realize the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that the grandparents have, and that they would look to them in order to help raise their grandchildren. And I applaud all of the grandparents that are raising their grandchildren, that are teaching them the words of the Bible. I applaud them right now, Lord God, and I continue to pray for them right now, Lord God, because I was a grandparent that was raising my grandson. And, Lord, I thank you that you gave me the help and the strength to do it when he was alive. And I'm just praying for all grandparents right now, Lord God, to hang in there. And I'm praying that your children allow you to help them raise their children in a godly way and in a mannerable way. This is my prayer right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Very powerful. Sister Mary Nichols, could you pray for parents to attend God-fearing parenting class on how God wants the children to be trained? You want me to repeat?
Yes. No, that's okay. I got it. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for being our Father. It's such a privilege, a joy, life itself, to be able to call you our Father. And Lord, as an example, the perfect example of a parent, I just ask you, Lord, to help all parents be able to learn from you, to be your children, but to also be able to teach their children, is that you have saved us, saved them, and will save the children, and to help them to learn to be your children. Lord, I pray for the parenting classes and programs that your people, your children, churches are developing, carrying on through the church, parenting classes that help parents in this trying world to be able to solve the problems, to give the love, the direction, provision for their children. And without knowing sometimes how to be good parents, we can only trust in you, the perfect parent, and learn from you and to share that with other people. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your son, Jesus, and how you love us and train us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. It's almost time to close out, but Sister Annette, if you could pray this one last prayer target and then close this out, could you cancel the spirit of domestic violence of parents?
Yes, thank you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, Father, for parents and families, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And Father, that is the first institution that you ordained is the family. And, Lord, we know that the enemy has launched an all-out attack on the families, Father God. And we know that many people are frustrated and about what's going on in the world today. Crisis is on every hand. But, God, we ask you to lift up a standard for the families, Lord God. Father, that the parents would be able to handle the situations that come up, Father. We bind frustration and aggravation, Lord God. Father, we come against those spirits, Lord God, and like. Father, a lot of times because of the like, they take out their frustrations and their anger. So anger and frustration, Lord God, and worry and fear, we bind those spirits in the name of Jesus, and we curse the very seed and root of them in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we loose your understanding, your truth, oh, God, provisions, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord God, to not let the enemy rule over them by showing anger, Father God. Father, let them be able to express their anger and frustration in a decent manner. But, Father, we curse the spirit of domestic violence, Father, and verbal and emotional abuse and neglect, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We curse those, the very seed and root of it, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the energy and the strength that is being utilized for those things, Father, that they will be utilized in a good manner, Lord God, to produce a productive light where the light shines, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over every family. Oh, Rababashe, Keishande, Robokoshande, Roboshe, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask for mercy and grace, Lord God. Oh, God, help them. And, Father, help us that are able to help them to rise up. Let God rise. Let the church arise. Oh, God, that we would be there to help one another. Oh, God, Father, help, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, even just sometimes of getting away, stealing away, just a little quiet time to have a little talk with Jesus, Lord God, it makes a difference. So we pray that resources would be available to help them, God, to have a way of a place to hide, a refuge, a safe place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we just curse the seed and root of it, oh God, of domestic violence, Lord, misplaced anger, oh Roboche, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for uplifting the family, Lord God, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the families, oh God, especially of the household of faith in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you and we praise you. We bless you for families, Lord God. Protect your families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for this gathering together today, Lord God. Bless those that are not on the line today who are apart, as well as we ask your blessings on all of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that you stir us up even the more, Lord God. Let your word have free course. Oh, God, any gifts that have laid dormant, God, we stir them up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Shatamokoshe, Roboshe, Kande, Roboshe, in the name of Jesus. Stir us up, Lord God, stir us up. Let the word be like fire. Shut up in our bones, Lord God, that it won't leave us alone. And, oh, God, give us to pray like never before. Pray, 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 pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for Sister G. Oh, God, thank you for the blessing that she is to us and to the body and to the world at large. And, Father, we pray that you use her mightily, Lord God, and everyone else on the line, God. Father, have your way. And, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Cover us and everything and everyone that concerns us. And, Father, we bind all backlash. retaliation and revenge. And we proclaim that you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I love you all, and I'm so grateful you all joined us. Thank you so much for being on with the children and praying for, you know, the families. I appreciate you all so much. God loves you so much, and so do I. Have an awesome God-filled week. Love y'all. See you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
B-I-B-L-E.